Nothing that you do feels right. Nothing that you do feels complete, and nothing that you do feels perfect. Everything ends up being just good enough, but that's okay. Hello everyone, I'm Amar and you're listening to the 16th episode of Stoic Human Podcast. Should I be okay with good enough? The answer is yes. As someone said, it takes 10 years to become a master, but 1 year to become better than people around you. That's the one thing that I experienced during the first year of strength training. I didn't have any goal in mind. I just wanted to exercise daily to stay fit as I was working in an office sitting all day. In a matter of few months of training and with the help of a healthier and more protein-rich diet, I gained a seemingly bigger build and I noticed that people noticed it. Whatever I did, I always tried to be a perfectionist. As Gary Vaynerchuk said, perfectionism is insecurities with lipstick on. And there lied the problem with being a perfectionist. The work that you have accomplished is good enough that people will notice it, but it is not good enough that you will be satisfied. But here's the thing, you will never be satisfied with your work because you will always treat your present level of progress as default. So even if you started earning $100,000 up from a $65,000 salary a year ago, that dopamine rush of $100,000 won't stay for long. Similarly, even if you ended up gaining 15 pounds of muscles in first year of working out, you will treat yourself the same way as you were before gaining 15 pounds. Good enough is just not good enough for you. Or maybe you are insecurity about yourself because you compare yourself to the masters of the field who have spent years or decades on their craft is not letting you cherish your progress. You need to understand Pareto's principle, also known as the 80-20 rule, which states that for many events, roughly 80% of the effects come from 20% of the causes. If you think about your life, your hobbies, or work, or even relationships, you might realize that 80% of the result is produced by 20% of the effort that you put in. I'm a software developer, and I have clearly seen this trend over the years of professional work experience. You might ask, what about the rest 20% of the result? Well, the rest 20% of the result takes 80% of the effort. Sometimes it can be hard to figure out those 20% causes, and this isn't one-size-fits-all rule because maybe sometimes you need that last 20% of the result. Let me explain. Google is a search giant, right? The core product of this company is to return the search result with billions of options in less than a second. There are hundreds of engineers, architects working on it day and night to improve, optimize, and better the resulting quality. That's the last 20% of the results requiring 80%. Whereas if you look at the company's other products like YouTube, Google Drive, and explore their user interfaces, you might be able to find minor user interface issues, which might be on the list to resolve, but doesn't really need 80% of the effort of the company for 20% of the results. And it is okay to be good enough there. Get rid of the insecurities and put out your work. Stop hiding your painting, your own song, or your own app from the eyes of the public. Let them be the judge. The worst case scenario is that no one likes it and it is trash, but the best case scenario is that you end up being successful. There is so much to learn from the failures and criticisms. Sometimes we create are just dumpster fire that you might need to start from scratch. But most of the time you learn about the mistakes that you can improve upon, or you might end up discovering your niche. So stop being insecure about your good enough work and put out your work. Being able to come to an agreement with being good enough is extremely liberating. If 20% of the efforts will give you 80% of the result, then why don't you use the rest 80% of the effort to achieve 80% result in 4 other aspects of life? Sounds crazy? I know. Think about it, that initial 20% is easier and make the chunk of your result. So how about taking multiple gigs or trying different business ideas, or maybe trying to become good at playing guitar so that you can play life while you have a high return day job as a software engineer. Or maybe you want to continue with just one job while putting 20% effort and investing rest of the time in your family. The possibilities are endless. Only you know what's best for you, so find your balance. Or maybe you really have a tendency and discipline to become a master, so go ahead with your path and put 100% of your effort in one thing. But the majority of us can have dramatically happier and more successful lives if we can stop pretending to be a perfectionist and start being okay with good enough. Well, that's it for this week. I would love it if you could follow this podcast, because there's amazing content coming your way every Friday. And check out our written content on stoichuman.com. Follow us on Instagram to get your daily dose of stoic wisdom. The username is stoichuman.com. It is DOTCOM, stoichuman.com. Subscribe to us, our YouTube channel, which is Stoic Human Podcast. Bye and stay safe.